91X News.
It's 11 degrees and sunny at 1. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News. At about 2:45 this morning, a lone male suspect broke into the Grafton convenience store with a crowbar. A resident that lives above the store heard the noise, went to investigate, and confronted the male suspect. The suspect then fled in a silver Dodge Durango that was reported stolen from the Durham region on March 6th. Nothing was taken from the store. The suspect is described as about 5'7", slim, and wearing a dark blue Adidas jacket. Northumberland OPP is continuing to investigate and encourages anyone with information to contact the OPP or Crime Stoppers. An 85-year-old cyclist suffered serious injuries after a collision involving an unmarked provincial police cruiser in Orillia, Ontario. It happened late Tuesday afternoon as the man rode his bike westbound on Arthurley Road near Gill Street. The cyclist was airlifted to Toronto Hospital in serious condition. The 46-year-old police officer was treated at hospital and released. Ontario Special Investigations Unit has been called in. We all may have done it at some point, taken focus away from the road. Researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology believe that even just being deep in thought is enough to make a driver distracted. Scientist Brian Reamer led the study, which tracked a driver's ability to scan the road for dangers while completing cognitive tasks like repeating numbers in a sequence. Reamer says just going hands-free might not be enough to prevent distracted driving.
Even at the lowest level of demand, when individuals are just asked to repeat a series of numbers that they're hearing auditorily, we see changes in how they look at the road, subtle changes in driving performance, and increases in physiological arousal.
Reamer says we're always distracted because we're always thinking about something. Highway 401 was shut down near Iroquois in eastern Ontario this morning after a transport carrying a load of chickens overturned. Police and Ministry of Transportation workers were scattered and tried to contain the birds near the community 50 kilometers east of Cornwall. Ministry of Agriculture workers were also called in. Neither the truck driver nor the chickens are reported to be seriously hurt. An Afghan official says there's surveillance video of the U.S. soldier accused of killing 16 Afghan villagers. The official says the video shows the soldier walking up to the base, laying down his weapon and raising his arms to surrender. Reporter Ann Compton tells us a new finding might shed light on the incident.
In a disturbing development, defense officials say alcohol was found near the living quarters of the soldier who admitted to killing civilians in Afghanistan. And the investigation into the incident is looking into whether alcohol was a factor. Liquor is absolutely banned from military sites in war zones.
U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says the violence should not shorten the NATO mission in Afghanistan. Panetta is in Afghanistan to speak with Afghan officials and U.S. soldiers. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Austin Mackay with sports.
A local boxer looks to stay on top and hold her boxing title this weekend. Cassandra Bayless is defending her title in Messina, New York. The 14-year-old from the Belleville Boxing Club won the New York State Amateurs Championship after a technical knockout to an opponent with a size advantage.
I didn't know that she weighed more than me or anything. I didn't know anything about her. And Kevin told me before I even went and fought that she only had 2 fights and she lost both. Turns out she had 5 and won all 5, so I broke her record.
Bayless has only been boxing for 6 months and has goals of making the national team and then moving on to the Olympics. Belleville is in action tonight when they face the Oshawa Generals. The Generals and Bulls have recently locked up the 7th and 8th spot for the OHL playoffs. Both teams will have 2 games remaining after this game is done. 3 other arenas around the league will be hosting games. The Erie Otters face the Guelph Storm. Saginaw crosses the border into Sarnia as the top prospect Alex Galchenyuk makes his long-awaited regular season debut. And the Plymouth Whalers look to make a splash in Sault Ste. Marie. March Madness has begun. Western Kentucky and BYU had to mount impressive comebacks to advance to the second round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament last night. Lamar faces Vermont and California plays South Florida for the first 4 games of the tourney. President Barack Obama likes North Carolina's chances of winning the NCAA title. Remember to send us your team or league scores by email at sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91x weather.
Well, it's clear we've got another great day out there today. It's nice and sunny with a high of 15. Tonight, we'll clear out with a low of +3. Thursday, we'll see some more sunshine, increasing cloudiness in the afternoon with a few showers, and a risk of thunderstorm late in the afternoon and in the evening, a high of 16. Friday, showers will continue. We'll have a low of 9 and a high of 16. At 106, it's 11 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Austin Mackay. News is next at 2.
2020's new rock source, 91X, is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.